Here in Honolulu, sewage capacity has been a limiting factor for homes applying for ADUs or accessory dwelling units. That was certainly the case in the Kaneohe region, where 160 people who applied were rejected. But the city says now that upgrades to the Kaneohe Tunnel project is complete, it's encouraging those folks to reapply. Mayor Kirkald was introduced a bill to provide tax breaks to those who build ADUs in an effort to spur development of our housing inventory.
And we put in this ADU bill and it passed, and the council even made it better by providing more incentives to try to get folks to build a second small unit on their property of 800 square feet or less. So it's affordable for rental, and not vacation rental, for rental of 6 months or more. So local families can find a place where their kids could maybe rent and not have to leave for the continent because it's just so unaffordable here. There's about $11,000 incentives for people if you built an ADU. And the good news is that with this, these bills and these amendments, we now have about 100 and almost 170 of these units built around the island. I tell you, if we built 100,000 ADU units, we would really tackle our affordable housing in a very easy way, where government is not the one buying buildings and building buildings. It's the private sector responding to the market and through regulation and building and addressing our affordable housing challenges. With this significant increase in capacity over on the windward side between Kailua and Kaneohe with this deep gravity flow tunnel, perhaps we could look at those permits that we denied. And so you can see the alignment here of the tunnel. It's an amazing engineering feat, our first of a kind in the state of Hawaii, 400 feet deep, 13 feet in diameter, with a lot of capacity and no longer pumping under pressure. Sustainable, it's energy efficient, moving from Kailua down, from Kaneohe down to Kailua. There's a lot of capacity, and permits that we denied maybe could be now, if reapplied, we'd give them the permit for an ADU because there is sewage capacity that wasn't there before. And what this bill basically does is that if you build an ADU, you will get a $60,000 exemption to the value of your property, meaning that you see a tax savings of approximately $210 per year for 5 years. And it ends in 2025. And it's because we want folks to know you don't have a lot of time. You got to get going. You got to build this. We have a crisis here. We want to see more units being built on properties around the island.
Now, the city expects some 4,000 more properties to be available to be tapped for ADUs just in the Kaneohe region.